Their commanders, Scipio learned, had been quarreling among themselves over power and money. Meanwhile, New Carthage was garrisoned with only 1,000 men. Disobeying his orders to take his stand at the Ebro, Scipio advanced south by ship and led a daring raid on New Carthage. This walled city was considered impregnable, but he timed his attack for the ebbing of the tide in a lagoon on the city's north side. There, his men were able to scale the walls relatively easily, and New Carthage was taken. In one move, Scipio had produced a dramatic turnaround. Now, the Romans commanded the central position in Spain. They had the money and supplies on which the Carthaginians in Spain depended, and they had Carthage's hostages, whom they now could use to stir revolt among the conquered tribes. Over the next few years, Scipio exploited this position and slowly brought Spain under Roman control. In 205 BC, Scipio returned to Rome a hero, but Hannibal was still a menace in Italy's interior. Scipio now wanted to take the war to Africa by marching on Carthage itself. That was the only way to get Hannibal out of Italy and finally erase Carthage as a threat. But Fabius was still the commander in charge of Rome's strategy, and few saw the point of fighting Hannibal by waging wars so far from him and from Rome. Yet Scipio's prestige was high, and the Roman Senate finally gave him an army, a small, low-quality army, to use for his campaign. Wasting no time on arguing his case, Scipio proceeded to make an alliance with Massinissa, king of the Massiles, Carthage's neighbors. Massinissa would supply him with a large and well-trained cavalry. Then, in the spring of 204 BC, Scipio sailed for Africa and landed near Utica, not far from Carthage. Initially surprised, the Carthaginians rallied and were able to pin Scipio's troops on a peninsula outside the town. The situation looked bleak. If Scipio could somehow advance past the enemy troops that blocked his path, he would enter the heart of the enemy state and gain control of the situation. But that seemed an impossible task. He could not hope to fight his way past the tight Carthaginian cordon. Trapped where he was, his supplies would eventually run out, forcing him to surrender. Scipio bargained for peace, but used the negotiations as a way to spy on the Carthaginian army. Scipio's ambassadors told him that the enemy had two camps, one for its own army and the other for its main ally, the Numidians. Over the next few weeks, Scipio seemed indecisive, first breaking off negotiations, then reopening them, confusing the Carthaginians. Then, one night, he made a sneak attack on the Numidian camp and set it on fire. The blaze spread quickly, and the African soldiers panicked, scattering in every direction. Awakened by the hubbub, the Carthaginians opened the gates to their own camp to come to their allies' rescue. But in the confusion, the Romans were able to steal in and set fire to their camp as well. The enemy lost half their army in this battle by night, the rest managing to retreat to Numidia and Carthage. Suddenly, the Carthaginian interior lay open to Scipio's army. He proceeded to take town after town, advancing much as Hannibal had in Italy. Then he landed a contingent of troops at the port of Tunis, within sight of Carthage's walls. Now it was the Carthaginians' turn to panic, and Hannibal, their greatest general, was immediately recalled. In 202 BC, after 16 years of fighting on Rome's doorstep, Hannibal was finally compelled to leave Italy. Hannibal landed his army to Carthage's south and made plans to fight Scipio. But the Roman general retreated west to the Bagradas Valley, the most fertile farmlands of Carthage, its economic base. There, he went on a rampage, destroying everything in sight. Hannibal had wanted to fight near Carthage, where he had shelter and material reinforcements. Instead, he was compelled to pursue Scipio before Carthage lost its richest territory. But Scipio kept retreating, refusing battle, until he had lured Hannibal to the town of Zama, where he secured a solid position and forced Hannibal to camp in a place without water.